Are you a global traveler? Well, Saturday is the International Global Travel Day, and in just in time for that, folks at Marriott International have come up with their Global Travel Tracker Study. Karin Timpone is the Global Marketing Officer for Marriott International, joining us this morning. Good morning, Karin.
Good morning. Great to be here.
All right. What is a Global Travel Tracker?
Well, now that Marriott's the world's largest hotel company, we thought we'd take a look at emerging trends in travel. And we listened to traveling trends all around the world, and we learned some really interesting things that, while they sound really personal, they're actually very universal in nature.
And what did we find in this study that really jumps out at you?
Really interesting. One theme is really around unplugging, around disconnecting from work. Rather than unplugging and recharging, 53% of respondents said they prefer to stay connected with work via email and calls. We also learned that simple pleasures really still figure in. Really importantly, despite all the great options that we have when we're traveling, and particularly around on the fitness area, that naps actually overtake taking a long run. People really like having a nap while they're on vacation. And then also a big indulgence. We found that 30% of travelers suggest that not making the bed is one of their biggest splurges when they go away.
Sometimes you have to travel with a coworker. Where does that come into play?
Well, we found it was really interesting that there's a trend where almost 25% that were traveling around the world actually had an experience of sharing rooms when they travel with their colleagues. And there was a large number that also, because they were sort of bunkmates, started to share more personal information. And so we found that that's actually more of a trend than we had seen before.
Well, when you're laying in a messy bed next to somebody else waiting for room service, things come out, I suppose. And maybe sometimes there's a little more indulgence, alcohol perhaps, on that occasion. Let's talk about how things differ maybe through different countries. Different people travel different ways, or people from other countries. What did you discover there?
Back to the unplugging, it was a really big difference that a lot of cities around the world, there were some cities that the least connected during the work made them less stressed. But there are some cities that when they come back from vacation, they still return fairly stressed. So Tokyo, 35% of them said they still felt pretty stressed. And Washington, D.C., 16% said they were still pretty stressed. So that there are some cities that really show up around the world as the worker coming back a little bit less relaxed than they would have you would have imagined.
What about traveling with your family? How did that enter into your survey? Or what things did you find out about mom and dad and the kids?
We found that traveling with family was really, really popular, particularly Washington, D.C., figured the highest city of wanting to travel with your spouse. And we're finding that that's a continuing trend to try to make the most of the time away by having time with your family.
We're talking this morning to Karin Timpone, who's the Global Marketing Officer for Marriott International. Coming up Saturday, International and Global Travel Day. What does Marriott have planned for that special day?
Actually, tomorrow, Friday, we're kicking off a sweepstakes. Now that we have 30 brands across 5,700 hotels around the world, we're giving around great prizes, great trips, people engaging on social media with us. Members.marriott.com is the website you go to. That's the place where you can join and link your loyalty accounts, Marriott Rewards, which includes Ritz-Carlton Rewards, with SPG, which was part of Starwood, who we recently merged with. So when members go to members.marriott.com, they'll learn lots of information about a social sweepstakes where they can win awesome prizes and great trips and get people traveling.
You have all this information now from your customers, from your travelers. Can you take that information and put it to use to help better the company?
You know, what we really found that travel trends are really about experiences. And for our loyalty programs, we're really increasingly providing experiences that really expand what a traveler can do on their stay. So, for example, we have a great relationship with the NFL. Merit Rewards and the NFL have a relationship where there's an opportunity to go onto the experiences marketplace and redeem points for a game. So when you're traveling, you can get access to NFL experiences through Merit Rewards. We also have a relationship with Universal Music Group, the world's largest music company. So you can go to great concerts and redeem that for tickets. So all around the world, we've been building great relationships in sports, entertainment, culinary, things that people really want to do when they're out on the road to enhance their experiences. And this global travel tracker helps us understand a little more where the trends are going in terms of what experiences people want to balance their work and play.
Now, if you want to help us unplug and just disconnect, shut off all the Wi-Fi in your hotels, and we'd be able to do that. You'd have a lot of angry people down at the front desk for sure, but just a thought.
People love Wi-Fi.
Oh, absolutely, they do. Karen Timpone, our guest, Global Marketing Officer for Marriott International. Thanks for sharing the fun information. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you for having me.